my goodness. Holly just dropped a bomb in here. And not in that way.
And not in the stink
bomb. Not in the stink bomb way.
No.
I realize how that sounded. Wow. Okay. Hey, friends. Happy Friday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. Alexis, Holly, and Ellie with you this morning. Jason's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. And Holly, what did you just say?
Well, first, I'd like... Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, yes,
welcome.
Hey.
It's Friday. First, I'd like to issue an apology to Ellie because I feel like there have been several moments in the show in which I've traumatized her. One, reminding her that we're on a rock spinning in the middle of outer space. I'm sorry about that.
You really are coming for me on like a life conceptual level. Like, you're making me insecure about my mortality.
Yeah. Also,
welcome to the show.
Yeah, issue an apology about saying that you have almost reached the age where you could be the hot mom in a major motion picture.
Ooh.
I mean, I somewhat appreciate that. But...
Well, no,
she said something else, Ellie. Be ready.
I have word on the street that there are folks that, you know, I went to high school with who are now grandparents. We're just doing the math is math.
I'm just getting to that point where people are having kids on purpose.
Yeah, so that's just where, you know, you think about that, where you are in time and space, and you're like, I can't even put on hard pants to go to work.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are just full on living adult life. And I'm just like, cheers to you because you're getting it done. Cheers if you're getting it done this morning.
Oh my gosh.
And you're living life. And I'm only coming to terms with the fact that when I walk around a college campus, I'm like, oh, dude, I really could be your mom if I had, like, you know, been having some zesty times, like early on. And
what does that
things
mean?
Happen.
I mean, weren't you friends with one of my professors? You were already kind of close there.
I mean, see, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
I mean,
how is that possible? We're like 26.
Yeah, exactly. 27. Yeah. And that's the thing. The weirdest thing about being human is being perceived. And that when I walk on campus with all the dudes and their Patrick Mahomes haircuts.
Oh, yeah. I like that trend.
Yeah, and the girls with the Stanley Cups. They're looking at me like I am a wizened, craggly crone.
Isn't that alarming when someone calls you a ma'am?
Oh!
Or someone said, oh, you're a nice lady, Alexis. And I go, I'm a lady?
Wait, which is worse, guys? Which is worse? And I just tell everyone, guys, it's Minnesota. It's fine.
Yeah.
Which is worse, being ma'amed or being ladied?
Oh, please let us know.
Yeah, 651-641-1071. Which was the most challenging to come to terms with?
Mm.
When you were ma'amed or you were ladied?
Wow, yeah. Yeah,
well, ladies, like, inherently disrespectful. Like, you come at me like, hey, lady, and come at you right back.
Yeah, you lady.
Or if it was in the Jerry Lewis way, it might be fine. You can, hey, lady.
Well, yeah,
then that's fine.
That's fine. Right. It's all in tone. Well, the woman that said it to me was like, oh, you're a nice lady, Alexis. And I thought, I don't know how to take that. Hold up.
Oh.
Or at the grocery store the other day, the young man who was like helping, he goes, oh, have a great day, ma'am.
Hold up. Who's behind me? Who are you talking
to?
What's going on?
Is my mama here?
Yeah.
What?
I'm a ma'am.
And then I remember, I'm a mama.
You are, Alexis.
Which, speaking, I know, well, thank you for calling. Ellie's working on that. Speaking of parenting and just, you know, living life and stuff, my kid had it was a bad night last night. We were going to have my husband and Chip, your husband, Holly, join us for our weekly trivia face-off, but Elliot will just be me versus you. And she's on the phone lines right now, but
will be a surprise.
This will be a surprise.
The trivia's on this. Now, it's
but that's so real. Yeah,
yes, that's real. Hey, look.
Life.
That's life.
Kids get sick?
Yes.
And he's got his little fractured collarbone still that I guess is hurting and flaring up. So.
Oh, buddy.
Anyway, thanks for the grace, everybody. But it will still be really fun. We're doing junk food at 8:30. So, yeah, we've got the phones lit up here. Ellie, who are we going to go to first? What's worse, manned or ladied?
Well, first up, we got Jen, who has some thoughts about working in a university.
Oh, okay. Jen, tell us about working in higher education.
Yes. So, a.k.a. Lesbian Jen from Duluth here.
Hey, hey!
Hey! So, a couple things. I'm listening to you, and I'm in my mid-40s, and I had a freshman tell me that she was born in 2005. And I also have heard multiple comments the last couple months that when we talk about things, they're like, yeah, but you're from the 1900s.
I mean, it's like, Jen, it's the truth, so, but you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I had to think about that for a few seconds because I was thinking 19th century. No, they mean the actual 1900s, which is true.
Right, we're thinking 1800s with the 19th century.
Yeah. So just have a happy Friday with that information.
Yeah, thanks.
Freshmen are born in 2004 and 5.
Oh my gosh!
Thank you, Lesbian Jen from Duluth.
Okay, thank you. Cheers to you.
Yes.
Woof.
Oh, wowzers. Okay, we are from the 1900s. Dang. Okay, let's talk to Stacy. Good morning, Stacy. What's worse, being ladied or mammed?
Mammed when you're a year and a half older than your sister picking her up because she's too drunk at a party.
Stacy, yes!
So who mammed you, Stacy?
Yeah.
So
22.
So who gave you the ma'am?
The guy hosting the party, and I was only 22 years old.
Oh, no!
You're the responsible one.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Were you trying to look older? You know, I only asked that.
No, I partied with these people a couple weeks before.
Oh,
my sister did.
He should have known. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's... Ooh. Thanks for sharing, Stacey.
I blame it on stupidity and them being drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's the...
it's their fault.
Yes, it is. It always is. Thank you for your call.
Oh, thanks, Stacy. Bye-bye.
I asked that because there was a time, too, where I was just trying to look older. You know, I wanted to go dance in the clubs.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked 4. But...
What, were you showing up in your Sesame Street overalls?
I mean,
you're
maybe.
Like, and you're like, yeah, yeah, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, let me fix my Big Bird button. Boop, 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 boop.
I remember distinctly asking my friend, bring me a top so I can change.
Oh, yeah, you needed your going out top.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did. Let's go to Catherine on the line. Catherine. Hey, girl. Hey, thanks for calling. What's worse, being ladied or mammed?
So I've worked in the service industry and in retail pretty much my whole adult life. I would say being called lady would be 10 times worse than being called ma'am, because old is coming very close to it.
Like, yeah, like old lady. Right. That's such a good point.
Old lady. I'm 45. I am not an old lady.
Oh, my gosh.
And when somebody says you're from the 1900s, I am not from 1905. I'm from 1979. Thank you very much.
Yes! Right. The later 90s, 1900s, I mean. Oh, my gosh,
yes.
Catherine, that is such a good point, because when she called me, you're such a nice lady, you're right. You instantly think old lady.
Yes.
That is so true.
Yeah, it's like ma'am is a nice thing. Being called lady, you're like all of a sudden like, excuse me, I'm old? What?
No. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yep, that's it. Lady's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine, thank you so much for your call. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, yep. Friday.
Is that worse for you too, Holly?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and Ellie, I think I agree with you, where lady can have a bite to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a way that ma'am is softer, because I guess what else are you going to call me?
And if you preceded it with look or listen,
oh,
shut up, you're wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Now just
you're
a minute here.
Smacked.
Just
or
a minute
calm
here,
down,
ma'am.
Lady.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've worked a lot of events, and the listen lady, I'm always like, now I'm listening.
Yeah, what's going to come after this?
Look, we've got a couple of emails.
Come on, Linda.
Jamie.
Yeah, remember that little girl? Okay, what do we got? What are people saying?
So Jamie emailed us and said, if you guys want to feel young, just start playing pickleball. Everyone is calling me kiddo and young lady, and I'm 60.
Oh, I love this.
Also... Hey, we all got strategies. Shauna said, I have a 19-year-old in college and I'm 37 and his friends think I'm his sister.
Oh.
And then,
that's nice.
And then Amy, dropping the knowledge, the sixth grade teacher I work with was born in 2001.
Wow. Oh, man. I had a moment like that at daycare. Pick up at daycare. Let me clarify.
You were not being taken care of.
I wasn't taking myself to daycare, although I wish sometimes.
Oh.
They color and take naps and have treats and stuff. I'm like, wait, this is the life.
We got conned.
Take us to daycare.
Yeah.
So I'm picking him up one day, and one of the other moms is like, oh, this is so great. Are you going to have another one? I'm like, eh. I'm kind of old, and my ovaries are kind of shriveled raisins now. And she goes... I mean, I kind of went in when I realized that now that I'm saying that out loud, but that's what I said. And she was like, no, you can't be. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm, you know, early 40s. She goes, oh, no, I thought you were my age. And I go, what does that mean? Guys, she's 25. No.
Just the, oh, I thought you were my age.
I know. I'm like, oh, what does that mean? I don't know. But she she was younger. But
is she Admiral Akbar-ing me? Is this a trap of some sort?
Right. I know. That's why I was like, well, I don't know what's going. Where are we going with this next?
You're like, no. It's like Sun Maid down there.
Yeah.
You're like.
I was like, you having more. Yeah. This is fantastic. You know, that's the way I need to start a geriatric mom club because, you know, it's older moms, you know. Looking around, I'm like, one ain't like the other. Although there is another one, but then I can't assume because I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel simpatico with her. You know what I mean?
How do you start that conversation? Are you a geriatric mom too?
Yeah.
So, hey, you old like me?
Right.
Yeah.
Your ovaries shriveled up too?
Yeah.
Okay. Or be like,
hey, honey, this your first or your last? You know what I mean?
Or you're one and done. Oh. Yeah, right. I guess is it appropriate to say, well, how old are you?
Now like, you're asking?
I suppose.
It's like a lot of things. Set and setting.
Yeah. The one I feel simpatico with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
time and place matters.
Time and place matters and... You know, I mean, we're all just out here living life.
Isn't that the truth?
Doing our thing.
I just sometimes just ask, and then later I'm like, ooh, was that? Hmm.
I don't know. I feel like more people are, just my anecdotal read, more people are willing to be just more upfront about what their actual age is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks everyone for calling.
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah.
As usual.
Oh, we love you.
We do.
Ma'ams, ladies, gentlemen, sirs, whatever.
They's and them's, yes.
Yeah, they's, them's, all of them. Everyone.
Everyone. And everyone should be in listener rewards, especially for April. We have new prizes. You can win an aesthetic skincare bundle from One Agora Integrative Health or a catering package from Teza Fresh Mediterranean. Plus, we've got gift cards, Lunds and Byerly's, Athleta, Sephora, and more. Make sure you're registered. Start listening to win. If you're already doing it, sign up. You could win prizes.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our app or at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, we've got the dirt. Rebath, rebath.com. Hey, friends. It's a reminder, it is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday, and the showroom for Rebath will be open from 9 to 1. This is a great time to stop in. They have remodeled their space, which is absolutely beautiful. And it's a great time to go in, see all of the options that they have available, hundreds of them to you. You can meet one of the designers who will come to your home and help custom design a bathroom for you. Of course, all your needs, your budget, everything. They'll keep all of that into consideration. And that part's free. They just want to show you what they can do. Also, if you stop into their showroom, you'll see a replica of my bathroom and the choices that we made. We went with Durabath, which is their exclusive brand. There's little sparks of little speckles in there and of sparkle, which I love. And then it's very easy to clean. I think you'll love it. Check it out. Mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. If you want to have the designer just come to you, go to rebath.com and sign up today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's Dirt Alert time, and Ellie's here. Hey, Ellie, what you got?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, this is fun news in particular for me because of my personal history, but Michaela Schifrin is engaged. This Olympian has announced her engagement to fellow skier and Olympian Alexander Amatkild.
Yes. Do you know you like this? Are we rooting for them? Is this a good thing?
I really do not know very much about their relationship because, you know, it's not like athletes are stocked for like the dynamics within their relationship unless they're Tiger Woods.
True.
But he's an excellent skier, and recently he suffered a pretty massive crash. He had to get airlifted out of races like 2 months ago. I had a lot of cute pictures of her being there for him after this incident. She also had a really nasty crash, and I think maybe it broke a part of her leg, or at least needed surgery on her leg, and that was even a few months before that. So they both had kind of like rough seasons, but I personally was a ski racer, and she's not that much older than me. She's 27, 28, she's 27. She's 2 years older than me.
Okay.
And so I grew up ski racing and like training and aspiring to be this person who's like 2 years older than me and kicking everyone's butt in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. So I just personally love her, and I think this is a great announcement. Yay, I hope everything
congrats.
Goes well for them.
Yay!
And they started dating May 2021 they announced it, when he posted some pictures of the two of them with the caption, "If you know, you know, and now you know," which I thought was pretty cute.
Cute. Wow, so, congrats.
Yeah, good for them. Get married, have a good season next year, and stay out of the helicopters.
Yes, for everyone, stay out of those helicopters.
Yeah,
do not,
no more airlifts, please.
No.
Well, Julia Garner of Ozark and Inventing Anna is apparently slated to appear as an iteration of the Silver Surfer in the new Fantastic Four film. And this character is, if you know, like the second film of the early 2000s two movie set, the Fantastic Four. The Silver Surfer is kind of a sympathetic antagonist to the four heroes and acts as a harbinger of the big bad Galactus. This female adaptation is probably going to be really different from the comic backstory. Because originally in the comics, the Silver Surfer is separated from his like lost love.
Mm-hmm.
She is apparently going to be playing a version of the character that's both him and this lost love, kind of.
Oh, interesting.
As an amalgamation. So,
well, I hope they can stick the landing on Fantastic Four, because goodness knows Marvel has tried with these movies.
Seriously, and I like I love the original comic series and those early 2000s, like with the Jessica Alba.
I liked those films.
Yeah, those ones are fun. And they knew that they were supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
That's what the other Fantastic Four really nosedived into is, when did you think that superhero films needed to be gritty and dark and emotional? If they're not at least a little fun, then what are we doing?
Especially with stretchy arms and getting naked and the thing, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, come on, look at him.
Yeah, you look like a rock,
right? The flames, you know.
Yeah, I feel like you look like a rock thing. What were we gonna say? That second Fantastic Four movie, I feel like that was more probably a reaction to the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight trilogy, where we had to be rooted in a reality and we have to be dark.
Yes, but not everyone's Christopher Nolan.
Thank you, Ellie. Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding. Like,
yeah. And, you know, superhero movies, there has to be a little fun, a little wink and a nod. You know, we're wearing spandex. When you really think about the concept of these movies, it's like, yeah. It's kind of silly, isn't it?
There is a sweet spot between like Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern and like Christopher Nolan's Batman. Like there's a sweet spot in the middle, you know?
Yes. Well, and I'm excited for Julia Garner. I think this will be great. Also, Pedro Pascal is slated to be in this film too.
Yeah.
So already some really great casting.
Yeah, he's playing Mr. Fantastic.
I actually was kind of annoyed by that casting, funny enough.
Oh.
I thought he was too old for the role.
Oh,
I was hoping.
Fight? No.
I was hoping they were doing like a younger iteration of the characters.
Oh, I see.
Like, so start with newer actors and take them somewhere interesting. So I don't hate the casting, but I was kind of hoping they'd go younger and fresher.
Are you optimistic about it, though?
I'm optimistic because they did it really wrong before. So if they're doing it now, you better do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bar's kind of low, too, maybe at the same time.
Seriously.
Thanks, Ellie. Hey, when we come back, it's time for weekly trivia face off WTF. And it's going to be Ellie, me and you. Next.
Hey, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And you're smart, right? And you want to manage your money the smart way? Well, you can do that with Royal Credit Union. I recently opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. It was very easy to do. I just went online, boop, 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 and stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation. And I'm managing my money the smart way with Royal Smart Checking. It's smart because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. And when you choose Royal, you're getting more free services. You're also getting a financial partner you can grow with. So join Royal Credit Union today. Manage your money the smart way. Go to rcu.org, open your account online, or go in person at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's rcu.org or mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal. That's rcu.org or mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal.
Let the battle begin.
Time now for the weekly trivia.
Face.
Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face on.
Ooh, hello, everyone. It is Friday. It is 8:30. It is Jason and Alexis in the morning, and it is time for our weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. This is where Jason and Alexis normally go head-to-head against celebrity guests. So we have celebrity guests here. Jason is on vacation. We were going to have Alexis and Ellie face off against Angel and Chip, Alexis and mine spouses, but you know what? Life happens, and you got to pivot.
Kids are skin sick.
No! So today, so for the first time ever, it is a one-on-one competition. It is Alexis versus Ellie in an epic battle in junk food trivia.
Yeah. You ready, Ellie?
I don't know. The practice round earlier got me a little anxious because I didn't kill it.
Well, you know what's funny? You're right. We were thinking, we got this.
Yeah.
It was like, do we?
Well, let's see if we got this. I'm going to explain the rules to you. So, Alexis and Ellie, you will be alternating questions. We're going to have Alexis go first and then Ellie go. And you will have 20 seconds to submit your answer. If you don't submit an answer before that 20 seconds is up or you are wrong, then your opponent can steal for the point. Now, they have 10 seconds to steal. And remember, ladies, final answer must be said in order for that to lock in.
Yes.
Person with the most point wins.
All right.
Okay. All right. Woo! Junk food trivia. So we're going to start with Alexis.
I have lots of experience, so let's hope this pays off, you know?
Here's your first question, Alexis.
Okay.
In our weekly trivia face-off, junk food trivia, and your timer will begin after I ask you the question in full. Here we go. In the early 80s, Hi-C had a green flavor that it called Citrus Cooler. It was rebranded in 1987 thanks to a licensing deal with the Ghostbusters franchise. What name was given to this sugary green beverage?
Sugary green. I'm thinking Mountain Dew, but they didn't say it was a pop or a soda. But what else would it be? Ecto Green Cooler? You know what? I'm going to go with Mountain Dew. Final answer.
Oh,
Ellie
no!
for the steal!
You were way closer before. It's like the Ecto Green Cooler, Ectoplasmic Cooler, Ecto Cooler. Final answer, Ecto Cooler.
Oh, yeah!
Coming soon!
Oh, my God!
You had it.
With Ecto Cooler, you had a girl.
Oh my gosh. Well, I was thinking, because I thought they did something with Mountain Dew, or maybe that's more current.
I said high C girl.
I know you said high C, but then that's why I was like, wait, it's juice. And then,
did you watch The Bear? Because he recreates it on The Bear for a child's party.
That's right.
That's what I was remembering.
That's ringing a bell. Oh my gosh.
Mm. All right, okay. Ellie on the board with 1 point and a weekly trivia face-off.
Okay.
Here is your first question, Ellie. As of 2022, Monster Energy had a 30% share of the U.S. energy drink market, the second highest after what brand, whose marketing is also largely linked to extreme sports?
Red Bull. Final answer.
Confident and correct. Ellie coming through. Red Bull is the right answer.
Good job, Ellie.
What's Jake Paul's one that's coming up? Coming
is
up in the
Prime?
Rankings?
No.
Prime?
Prime, I think, is
I think it is Prime.
Prime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
People are loving
I'm a Red Bull fan.
Too. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had one, and I was like, oh, my heart is beating so fast right now.
Yeah, I had heart palpitations the last time I drank one. I was like, oh, never again.
Yeah, or those little ones.
Oh, used to do Yag Bombs back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I drink them when I do the Low J show, and then Julia yells at me. And then Laura yells at Julia for momming me.
No,
so it's a whole
then,
system.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, fun. You've got some nice triangulation going on there. Oh, Lex, it's your turn next.
Okay.
Question. Let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Fast Break, Nutrageous, and Milk Chocolate Thins are three of the many creations that fall under what broader candy brand, which merged with Hershey's in the 1960s?
Hershey's merged with... Oh my gosh, what do we have? Ghirardelli, we've got... I wanted to say Pearson's right away. What were the ones again, Holly?
Fast Break, Nutrageous, and Milk Chocolate Thins.
Nutrageous. What was Nutrageous?
5 seconds.
Oh God! It's not Pearson's, but I want to see final
sorry,
answer.
Sorry, Ellie, for the steal.
Reese's, you're thinking too hard.
Is that it?
Final answer.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Reese's.
That Fast Break one.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend likes that.
Nutrageous, girl. That was back in the 1900s.
Do you remember that?
We were all there.
Sure were. We're from the 1900s.
Ellie is sweeping today's weekly trivia
really
face-off. 3 points for Ellie.
I didn't realize that Reese's was a whole nother... Oh my gosh, okay.
Well, anyway, now we know.
Now, good to know. Fun fact.
Well, Ellie, I got the next question for you in our Junk Food Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Can you make it 4 points by answering this question correctly?
Ooh.
Thanks to an ad campaign launched in 1931, what company has a disclaimer on its website stating that it did not, it is not, they are, let me phrase this this way. Santa Claus is not officially affiliated. Let's do that.
Coca-Cola, final answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unofficial spokesperson.
They had an issue with their official mascot being perceived as Santa when they didn't have rights to him, and then they made it a polar bear.
Yeah, and then Santa's like, hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
I might like a refreshing beverage.
Yes.
But you're not paying me enough money to endorse it.
And I look like I like it, but come on now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness, Ellie.
Did she just win?
I mean, I can't do the math right now, but she has 4 points. Alexis, you basically have to get everything correct in your categories.
Yeah.
And you have to steal from Ellie.
And I need to get a steal. Okay, I'm ready for this.
All right, we have two more questions before we break in our weekly trivia face-off. Alexis, here's your last question before we go to break.
Okay.
All 20 of the world's largest fast food chains by number of locations are based in the United States or China. What chain, where you can pick up a double-double and a maple dip, is the largest chain headquartered outside of those two countries?
A double-double.
And a maple dip.
It's not McDonald's. Is that Wendy's? Final answer.
5 seconds.
And for the steal, Ellie.
Ooh. Maple dip, I'm thinking Canada. But you gotta get a burger in there too.
Hands up.
What are you gonna double-double?
At Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons, I was God, I should have just gone for it. I didn't know they served burgers. Well, I don't know if a double-double is a burger.
Oh.
I don't know Tim Hortons speak. It might be some kind of beverage.
I should have just gone with Tim Hortons. I was thinking that. Then I outthought myself.
No, that's all right. Ellie, we've got your last question before we go to break in our junk food
winner. Yes, winner.
No, I still get it. Hey.
Is she gonna do it with 5 points here? Ellie, here's your last question before we go to break. In 2007, what fast food chain introduced the Famous Bowl, a conglomeration of menu items that comedian Patton Oswalt once described as, quote, a failure pile in a sadness bowl?
That would be Kentucky Fried Chicken General. Final answer.
I see you, Colonel, and I give you a ding. Making it 5 points. Dang. Yes, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, you know, this isn't necessarily the category I really wanted to sweep.
Yeah.
here we are.
But sometimes a gift is bestowed upon you in the form of knowing Kentucky Fried Chicken entree items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, Ellie.
We have to go to break.
We're still going to play, though. I'm the biggest loser. But we're still going, right?
Yeah, Alexis,
Ellie?
You can't win anymore.
I really can't win.
You really can't win. I'm doing the math.
I knew about junk food, but me, I don't.
Oh, no. Man. You know what? Ellie has 5 points. Alexis has yet to get on the board. I think, like, if you get on the board,
then hey, that's my goal.
That's your goal. We're doing stretch goals here in the weekly trivia face-off, powered by Trivia Mafia here on MyTalk 107.1. We got to take a break. Will Alexis get on the board? Ooh. Does Ellie know everything about fast food? Well, stay tuned. Find out. The thrilling conclusion of WTF is up next.
It's Jason for Red Pow. Okay, I know you're looking for things to do tonight and this weekend. Run to Red. Run to Red Cow North Loop. It's Red Cow North Loop and Red Rabbit North Loop. It's like the thing. Everyone is heading there. And if you go to Red Rabbit, an item that has become legendary now, and you're going to laugh at me, but the chicken Caesar wrap, people are obsessed with this at Red Rabbit. The hype is real. It is a masterpiece. And you're thinking, Jason, it's a wrap. No. Wood grilled chicken, romaine, parmesan, house-made croutons, Caesar dressing, grilled in a rolled in a grilled tortilla. People are loving this, and it's also available on the regular menu. You've got to get the Caesar, the chicken Caesar wrap, available for lunch too. And starting this week, they have some new cocktails too. One of them is called the Good Vibes Only Gin, Lemongrass, Ginger, and Lemon. So good. So this weekend, run to Red Cow or Red Rabbit.
Let's get back to it. Back to it. Back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Peace.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. Hey, we're going to conclude our weekly trivia face-off now, powered by Trivia Mafia. It's Junk Food Edition, and Trivia Mafia is hot and ready to satiate your trivia cravings. Go to TriviaMafia.com to find an awesome trivia night near you, and make sure to check out Trivia Mafia's Junk Food Trivia. Ooh. All throughout the month of April, you can play, too. We just can't get enough of our friends at Trivia Mafia. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
To Trivia Mafia. We love you. Now, before we went to break, Ellie has 5 points. Ooh. Alexis is yet to get on the board.
I should just sit in the corner, I think. Maybe that's best. Oh.
Now, okay, our stretch goal is that, Alexis, you need to get 1 point on the board.
I just want one.
Because I did say to Ellie in the break, I was like, oh boy, this may be a weekly trivia face-off, record-breaking first, where Ellie totally annihilates you.
Well, what specifically you said was, hey, I really want this to be the first week where Alexis doesn't score a single point.
Well, I want you to score, but I also wanted to make history.
Rude, okay.
So let's see. Let's see what's going to happen.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see.
I just want this one to be for the books.
I can make that happen.
No!
I will give it my best, which I have been.
No! Here's your question, Alexis.
Okay. Oh, God.
The trendy New York City restaurant Momofuku is named after inventor Momofuku Ando. What product did he invent in 1958?
Something fast food, something Japanese. He did not invent sushi. God. Fast food, Japanese.
5 seconds.
Junk food.
Junk food. That's not Rice Crackers. Final answer.
For the steal.
They did the birthday crumble confetti cake. That was really famous. Momo dumplings?
Hands up.
Final answer.
No, final answer. Donut? Mochi.
Instant ramen.
What?
Or a cup of noodles.
I did not know that.
Now you know that.
What was his name again?
Momofuku Ando.
Fun fact. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm giving myself an honorary half point for being able to give them
something. No, you don't get it. Ellie, you get no more points. Okay.
None of the points in Weekly Trivia Face-Off. Ellie, see if you can get a full point with your next question. Here's your next question. Mm-hmm. According to Hersheyland.com, the name of what brand of candy was chosen by its Colorado founders to, quote, let consumers know they were a friendly Western company?
Kisses, final answer.
No, Alexis, for the steal.
Ghirardelli, final answer?
No, the correct answer is Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, we were both going chocolate.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They were a friendly Western company. Jolly Ranchers.
They're not nice to my teeth.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Or the roof of your mouth, right?
Oh,
don't
yeah.
They rip it up like Captain Crunch does?
Sometimes.
Oh, man. Should I just go home?
No! Stay, Alexis.
Okay, I'm
stay.
Here. All right.
I got one more question for you. Can you get on the board? Can you get on the board with your last question in our Junk Food Weekly Trivia Face-Off?
Okay, let's see.
No, you... Yeah, here we go. The Build Your Own Hobbit Slam, featuring Smog's Fireburger, was sold for a limited time at what chain restaurant?
Build Your Own Hobbit? Build Your Own Hobbit. Okay.
Build Your Own Hobbit Slam.
Okay, so I'm thinking Lord of the Rings. Rings. What haven't we said? It's a fast food joint. Burger King? Final answer.
Ellie for the steal.
Who has the grand slam? Denny's final answer?
Coming through. No way! No way!
That's why I said, Alexis, build your old Hobbit slam.
I noticed that you were giving her all the cues of the world.
I got nothing. I did get a grand slam. You're right. I just didn't. Oh, man.
You don't know. Now, here's the deal.
Oh
Ellie
God.
Is clearly
I just, like,
the
don't
winner.
Know junk food.
Clearly
fast
the
food.
Winner in our Junk Food Weekly Trivia Face-Off. However, Ellie has one more question. Now, if she doesn't get this right, Alexis, you could go in for the steal and you could be on the board. Here's your last question. Sweethearts, conversation hearts featuring messages like Be Mine and Kiss Me are Valentine's Day classics. They date back to the 1900s as a product of what company best known for its candy wafers?
Nesco, final answer.
Can you repeat that, please?
Nesco.
Wait.
Final answer.
Sorry, I can't
Necco!
Take it.
Necco! Final answer!
Darn it!
Oh my gosh! Is it Necco?
No! On a technicality!
Oh my gosh! I got one!
Congratulations!
There we
you
go!
You lost on a technicality!
Alexis, I will
take it. Because you were right.
That?
There are a few that I'm like saying the right thing, but I didn't pick the right thing.
The way your eyes lit up when I said it the second time.
I was like, I don't think that's right. That's not right. There's no S in there.
I had to give it on the technicality, Ellie, but you have 6 points, Alexis, on the board. We did not make history today, but thank you so much, Ellie, for being a fierce competitor in our weekly trivia face-off.
Yeah, I know junk food.
Thank you. You did awesome. Oh, and thank you, Holly. Okay. All right, got to calm down. Okay. You be you. Have a fantastic day, Ellie, Holly. Thank you. This has been really fun today. Jace is back on Monday. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Have a great day, great week.